Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Friday, September 10th, 2010. It's your hip hop informer, your boy TM Hyman. Thanks for joining me tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. In order to succeed, you must work hard and plan ahead. Folks, wealth creation. We'll hear from several business owners tonight talking about their businesses, giving you ideas of wealth creation, again, for the next generation. Tonight, we're talking about how to stack that cake. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We dropped this one on you on Wednesday night. It's the new one from Dirty Money featuring Drake. It's called Loving You No More, TM Hyman Radio Live.
So hard to breathe, the stare that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt feeling people in love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. That was Dirty Money featuring Drake, Loving You No More. Welcoming my guest tonight, coming all the way from Norfolk, actually Chesapeake, Virginia. Give it up for Miss Willingham tonight. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. All the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, is CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, people.
Hey. Hi. None other than Toya coming to us live from Delaware tonight. Give it up for Toya, everybody.
Good evening. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hi, Hola. Toya. Hi, Maraguay. Hi, TM.
What's cracking? Thanks for joining me tonight, ladies. We're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. In order to succeed, you got to work hard and plan ahead. And we're sharing multiple business concepts tonight because this is a great time to start a business. You know, folks, if you think that your job is going to take care of you, your spouse is going to take care of you, the government's going to take care of you, let me help you. The middle-class population in America is shrinking as the rich gets richer, and unfortunately, the poor is getting poorer. That the middle class is shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. And again, our dependency on jobs and spouses and government, we have to become a little more independent on ourselves. And tonight we're sharing multiple business concepts. You know what? Let's just kick it off with Mrs. Willingham out of out of Virginia tonight, who has a great business, Massages for Life. Dee Dee, let's talk about Massages for Life tonight just to get started, because I think it's an awesome business concept. And it's not massages and wellness is never going anywhere. I think that's an awesome arena. Why did you choose wellness or massage therapy as a career?
Well, actually, I chose massage therapy as a career because it's ultimately my goal to help people. I want to influence the world or, you know, help one person at a time by just basically touching somebody's life, helping them in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, maybe I can't do it by money, but if I can do it by bettering their health, or, you know, just imparting something, you know, beautiful into their life during the hour massage. That's what I wanted to do. And it's a twofold reason. I also wanted to have this career in order to be closer and be more available for my daughter. So it just seemed like it worked out great.
Absolutely. When it comes to the one thing you just stated is being an entrepreneur gives you an opportunity to have a more flexible schedule so that you can actually be with your daughter. Now, when you were working previously, did the hours really keep you away? Was that creating a problem for the relationship?
Definitely. It put more stress on my mom when I was working like 8 to 5. With my daughter being, you know, I'm not being home for her. Her grandmother was always here. She didn't get to see her mom. And then sometimes I wouldn't get off at 5. Sometimes my day didn't end till either 6 or 7, depending on what I had to do before I could leave work. So that right there limits the time in which I can spend with her because she does have a bedtime. She doesn't get to stay up all willy-nilly. So now I'm cutting into that quality time. So, yes, definitely having a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-5 job where it's regulated by somebody else and under someone else's control that may not understand family or may not have a 5-year-old or 4-year-old at home and can't, you know, empathize with what's going on. So I felt it extremely important to, you know, to make that happen because kids today, you know, get lost in that sauce, in that cycle right there because the parents have to work or the parent has to work those 8-to-5 or 9-to-5 jobs, and it just makes it difficult. So definitely.
No doubt. When you thought of location, as far as actually a location for the business, why did you choose the location that you actually selected? And again, the business is in Chesapeake or is it in Norfolk, Virginia? I know it's in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia.
It's currently in transition, but it will be in Norfolk. And I chose the location, I guess, really because I'm born and raised in Norfolk. I'm like Norfolk is like is a part of me. I just moved out here to Chesapeake, so I'm not too familiar. But also when I did my research as far as, you know, the different places that offer massage therapy, the different spas, I did my research on like 5 different cities in Southampton Roads, and it just came back to show me that Norfolk was like on average. It wasn't the highest priced area for massage therapy. It wasn't the lowest price. It still had availability for businesses like mine to, you know, become up and coming and to become successful. So that was like, you know, a couple of reasons why I chose Norfolk.
No doubt. Folks, tonight we're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. America was built by entrepreneurs. And before America became its own country, it was filling up with talented people, hardworking people seeking to live their dreams and showcase their talents. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation, helping you to cultivate an idea in order to grow your talents. And we're going to keep this conversation going. But first, this is Soulful, Oldie Miller, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Hey, yo, Shot Mac, good look on this. I mean, just in there, homie. Lupe, Common, Kanye, she remind me of Ray Charles, man. Like, I'm sorry, but I got to get started on this. This is OBC, man. No need for introduction. Shit, let's get into it, man. Let's take that on a Soulful journey. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go.
As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars, they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Floating through the galaxy, the free state of mind, that's the in this current rate of prime. Tell us about a penny, your currency is down. Turn a T-stress free, I'ma be just fine. Yes. The clip of Mac 11, on 427. Non-stop journey till I reach the heavens. Reaching to the top, not looking for the bottom. No bad, cause I got faith, yes I got them. Won't cast the first stone, but I must rock them. Feel them in my body, feel them in my soul. No, worth more than diamond, worth more than gold. Gold. Nice car deck, won't allow me to fold. No. Just keep on playing in this game called life. And now five stricken with the strife. Hey, gotta keep moving, keep on doing. Whatever you do, just keep on pursuing. That shit, clear my mind and relax my thoughts. And my head in the clouds and the stars, they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Now get your grind on, your shine on. But look over your shoulder, cause the devil a blind, home. Now get your grind on, get your shine on. But look over your shoulder, cause the devil a blind, home. And listen up to the words, nouns, and the verbs. I'ma lead by example, watch and observe. No, I'm not perfect, nor try to be. But I won't accept fake cake, no bribery. Just to receive a few wishes. It's so ambitious. It's so repetitious. If I ever fall weak, Lord, wash me like some dishes. Put me on my feet, walk the earth with the meat. Until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. Put me on my feet, earth with the meat. Until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts. And my head in the clouds and the stars, they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class. Paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Can't wait to the day that I see the face. Believing in the holy word through saving grace. Know it was you who forgave me every sin. Know it was you, yes, the power from within. Creator of all love, so equal. Only live once, has no sequel. And I swear every time I hit the vocal booth, I give you all praise, not Buddha, Hindu. And told me nothing shall harm me. Reprove me to be in your army. Willing to fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. Willing to fight, Lord, yes, fight, Lord, cause you are the shield, and I hear the sword, yes, fight, Lord, yes, fight, Lord, cause you are the shield, and I hear the sword. As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars, they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash.
William Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. Large corporations really didn't start popping up in America until probably at 100 years ago. Just, 100 years ago, that's not that long. With the U.S. economy struggling, many people are reconsidering the traditional business model. Retirement plans and other benefits are no longer dependable, for real. And working for larger companies are no longer considered the safest route. Small business creation, between 2000 and 2007, 14.7% of small businesses increased in the country. People are seeing working for themselves as taking more control of their financial lives and their futures. And tonight we're talking about, how you can do it. So we're sharing ideas from business owners and entrepreneurs all over the country tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. CeeLo, I know you have a business. We were just talking to Dee Dee about Massages for Life, and our health and wellness segment is brought to us every night by Massages for Life. You can log on to www.massagesforlife.com. CeeLo, tell us a little bit about your business, and I think more people have probably heard about your business because it's a little broader, but, share.
Okay. It's Avon. I'm an Avon baby, and so now I'm the Avon lady. it's cool, though, because Avon sells itself. I don't have to talk anybody into anything. All I have to do is just let them know that, I offer it, that I sell it. All you have to pretty much do is just drop a book off, and people pass it along, and then they call you, and it's very beneficial. I met two women, yesterday who are in the President's Club, which means that they make $10,000 in profits. The thing is that
monthly?
Within a year.
Annually.
Right. If you make $10,000 within the year, you get into the President's Club, right? Well, these women who've been doing it for 20-some years, they have until March. That's when the year is up. They're already at $13,000-$15,000. And it's this is only a 5-month count. So in 5 months, they have $13,000 or $15,000 worth of sales.
And again, $13,000 may not sound like a lot of money, but what you just stated is residual income. Income, for those who may not know, is just extra money. So residual means that there's already a base or a primary source of income, and it's just extra. So who couldn't use an extra $10,000-$13,000? I know I could.
Exactly. And that's how much they make. And that you're right. And that's a side thing. Some people do. Now those two women, they do it. That's their regular job.
No doubt. But the landscape is ripe. The landscape is absolutely ripe for new home-based businesses. Avon is one of them. In order to thrive in the coming years, it's time to start right now. It doesn't have to be Avon. It could be, one of many business opportunities, but I think it should start with your talent, your skills. Where's your passion associated? We're going to share tonight, five real reasons to start a home-based business, starting with reason number one. It's a perfect time to plant the seeds. Some of the most successful companies were started during recessions and during economic downturns. Specifically, I can tell you a few. Microsoft, Federal Express, Intel, Charles Schwab, and my good friends Southwest. They were established during recession times. So don't be, dismayed or alarmed by the fact that this is quote unquote a recession. It's definitely, a downtime for us here in America, but again, a lot of businesses have thrived out of a recession. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number. We're going to be talking about how to create wealth for the next generation all night long. Plus, we got a rap battle coming up. That's right. We promised it to you a few weeks ago, but tonight is on. Stay tuned. Here's Here Before, Kay Cheeks, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I would like to say, everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about it, name a mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So, forever baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3000 like Andre name. We ruin the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor claiming a sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, dare me to climb up. So high up that we're changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. You know? Breaking our family. We rockin', rollin', rollin' rocks. It's all trust, no strap, like hope to stop. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
M. Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this evening. That was Kay Cheeks. This evening, we're talking about creating wealth. What can you do to establish a new business in this economy right now? It's a good time to get into the business. You've heard Ms. Willingham talking about her business, her massage therapy business, CeeLo, talking about being an independent salesperson for Avon. So I guess we need to talk about people not being afraid to set out on their own. And actually starting a business, what kind of advice do you guys have for them? CeeLo, what can you tell people about, you know, stepping out on your own and actually getting enough courage to start your own business?
Well, first of all, I'll say you really have to believe in yourself more than any, you know, a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Are held up by, you know, wanting acceptance from other people. And it's unnecessary. It's nice to have, but it's really unnecessary. You really have to believe in yourself more than anyone else.
Yeah, and no, that's real.
You need to ask questions. A lot of people feel stupid by asking questions, but really you're stupid for not asking questions. And, that's what I have for right now.
Walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah, walk by faith,
not by sight.
I definitely have to agree with CeeLo. You first and foremost have to believe in yourself. First, have a dream. Definitely start off with a dream. Have a vision. Have a passion for something. And then believe that you can. Because if you can't believe in yourself, no one that you talk to about this dream, about what you want to do, is going to believe in you if they don't see the passion and the fire in you already. And that comes to just believing in yourself. And then from there, you know, just, it's, I mean, you're still going to have fear. You're still going to be scared. But you, like y'all just heard CeeLo say, step out there on faith and let faith walk you through it. You're going to make mistakes. Every road, every time is not going to be a good time. You're not going to hear yes all the time. You know, you're going to endure trials and tribulations. But as long as you have that one thing, that's belief in yourself, you will get through. Whatever it is that you go through, you hold on fast to God and believe in yourself. And whatever it comes with me, okay, sera, sera, you will make it through.
No, it is real. It's absolutely real. I mean, the belief in yourself is real. But the power of perseverance, it'll take you far, folks. The belief in yourself and perseverance, you can never get up. Even if you fail, you know, you may fail the first time. You got to dust yourself off, pop your collar, get up, do it again. You got to think big, though. You know, too many people think too small, you know. You got to think big. You know, see yourself in a bigger place. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir. But
no,
what
are.
I did want to share with everyone is something that I have stood by for a very long time, is the fact that everyone that you know is not everyone in the world. You know, it's like what's going on in this world is so much bigger than us. You know, like everybody has to play their part. And when you become an entrepreneur and you step out there, you're saying I'm a leader. And you're saying I'm not afraid to, you know, help people come up themselves once I get to where I'm, you know, solid. Just as you have done, you know, as with this show. I mean, I think this is another, this is something that I consider as a job as well, but it's not so much a job because I enjoy it. And empowering people is enjoyable. It's instant gratification, you know. Even
no, it's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, I'll share something from my pastor, who's a very successful, you know, minister, you know, and business person. You know, if you don't change the way you think, you'll never change the dynamics of your life. You know, this is your chance to start living the good life, you know, owning your own business. You know, it's taking control of your own finances. You know, it's preparing for success. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. In order to succeed, you must work hard and plan ahead. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got a rap battle coming up later on. And up next, we got our finance segment from Toya. But first, here's Bottles, Dawn, Rashad featuring Trina. See him on the radio live.
Yeah, we buying bottles and it's never gonna stop. Still got them dancing on the floor until it drops. Everybody down, so we still on top. Grab another bottle, cheers. Rolling up some jelly beans, feeling super bright. Pop a rocky ticket, yeah, I see the super light. Gonna be a super night. You see me over there, but I'm here. You don't have to worry,
cab home. I'm filling up my cup, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Everybody don't stop, still quick in the morning.
Bottles by Dirty Money's Dawn Rashad featuring Trina. It's time for our finance segment brought to you by www.tmhyman.com. Toya, you got it.
Okay. I just wanted to give you guys a little information on some basics that you should not be paying for, 15 things in general, especially for those people who are thinking about starting their own business, becoming an entrepreneur. Basic software, computer software, you definitely should not be paying for. If you're thinking of purchasing a new computer, just think twice before you fork over any extra funds for a bunch of extra software. Just keep in mind there are great alternatives to name brand software programs. I think the best one out right now is OpenOffice. It's a lot less expensive than, you know, standard Microsoft programs and things of that sort. So keep an eye out for that. Again, your credit report, you know, you should not be paying for your credit report. You can get that free from the three credit bureaus once each year. Just make sure you log on to annualcreditreport.com, and you can pull that again once a year for free. Cell phones, you definitely should not have to pay for cell phones. Of course, you have to pay for service plans, and they can be expensive, but just keep in mind that with most cell phone providers, the companies will offer the phones for free or a very little charge if you sign on for a contract, which most of them require now. So just keep in mind, cell phones you should not be paying for. Books. In this day and age, you really should not have to pay for books. Please don't forget that there is a thing called a library that is out there. Most people have stepped away from libraries due to the internet and things of that sort. But just keep in mind, you can get books at no cost by just, you know, renting them or borrowing them from the library and taking those back on time, no fees, no cost to you. If you don't want to get out to get a book, you can visit a website like paperbackswap.com. You can find books that people swap there for free. So just keep that in mind. There may be a small shipping fee, but that's nothing compared to paying $24.95 for a book that you'll read once and never look at again or pass on to someone else. Water, and a lot of people will argue this, you know, everyone drinks bottled water. Not too many people like tap water, but just keep in mind you can actually add a filter to your water line so that you can filter your water, and it tastes just as good as bottled water, and you don't have to pay $1 to $2 per bottle. So just keep that in mind. You already pay a water bill, so don't pay for water in addition to that. Credit cards, there are a lot of credit cards out there on the market today, so you should be able to find a credit card that does not charge an annual fee. Especially if it's a very high annual fee. Now, there are some cards that may charge an annual fee, but the perks outweigh those, especially if you're getting free miles and free hotel stays and things of that sort. You travel enough that the annual fee is not really hurting you. But if it's a high annual fee, you really don't need that. There are too many credit card companies that offer credit cards at no charge to you. If you need financial help, do not pay for debt reduction help. You can actually take care of your debt yourself, and it's very easy to do, and it all starts with pulling your credit report, finding out what's on your credit and disputing it, and you can go from there. But you definitely do not have to pay for debt reduction help. Basic tax preparation, you know, in a few months everyone will be running to get their taxes done. You don't have to pay for that. If you don't have a lot of things that have to be itemized, you can actually do that yourself, and it will be of no cost to you. A lot of times you can e-file online for free, so just keep that in mind. News, the internet out there, you should not have to pay for a paper. Some people still enjoy reading the paper every day. That's fine. We're getting the Sunday paper for those coupons to help you save money. But other than that, the news is online for free in every city and every state. So you don't have to pay for newspapers. Budgeting tools, just keep in mind they have plenty of budgeting tools online that are free. I really like mint.com, so you don't have to pay for budgeting software or budgeting tools because you can actually get those for free. And again, mint.com is a really good budgeting tool to use. pets you don't have to pay for your children. You can actually adopt those from an animal shelter for free. Shipping, if you purchase online, you really shouldn't have to pay shipping costs. A lot of companies right now are offering free shipping, and a lot of companies will actually offer free shipping codes when you sign up to receive their email alerts. So keep that in mind. Banking, you shouldn't have to pay for, especially if it's a checking account. There are too many banks out there that offer free checking for you to have to pay a monthly fee for that. Another thing you definitely don't want to have to pay for are DVD rentals, especially not if you can rent them for at least a dollar, at least. You don't want to go to, like, Blockbuster or rent them online and things of that sort. There are red box locations everywhere, including grocery stores. Right. And finally, exercise. It is free to go out to a park and walk, to get in a pool and swim, to walk up and down your steps in your home. You do not have to pay to go to a gym. Most of the time, people sign up, they go for a month, maybe two, and then that's it, and they waste the fee. I mean, they waste the money that they pay for fees every month because they do not continue to go for their three-year contract. So there's no need to pay. You can actually get stuff that you can rent off of TV as well. Keep that in mind.
Absolutely, folks. If you don't change the way you think, you'll never be able to change the dynamics in your life. This is your chance to start living a good life. We're trying to create wealth for the next generation. Thanks, Toya.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
God, thank you. 917-893-9926. 917-893-9926. I like that, Jim. And we happen to have my man Birthmark actually online with us tonight. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on because I like that, Jim, and the other joints we've been playing for you. Good evening, my man.
What's going on with y'all, man?
Yo, what's cracking, dude? Yo, that joint right there, that's fire, right?
That's his. That's law.
That wasn't me.
That's law.
Ah.
Yeah. It's the other one.
Law is on. Law, you're actually, okay, the song was Law. This is
right.
Birthmark online with us. Okay, got you. Birthmark, stand by for the battle. You know what? And so, wait. Well, CeeLo, what are the Birthmark joints we've been spinning? I can't pull the log up.
Make it,
we labeled the song wrong. Okay, the song was labeled wrong by the wrong artist. Okay, gotcha. We've been playing a couple of your joints, though, Birthmark.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show tonight. Yeah, definitely welcome to the show tonight.
I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm hearing y'all, you know what I mean, y'all talking some good things, and I love that. What they do, CeeLo, too, you know what I mean? What's that?
No
yeah,
doubt.
But,
so, okay, Country Boy. We're playing Country Boy. We're playing,
Something Out of Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Something Out of Nothing. We're going to get, I think, Something Out of Nothing up in the next hour. But Birthmark is on for the rap battle tonight. And we appreciate it, man. We appreciate you joining, and we appreciate your comment. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a business owner?
A partnership. I mean, basically with my music, yes, all day, every day.
Okay.
But I work with my business partner doing screen printing T-shirts. Like I say, he is the CEO of that. And, like I say, for the most part, I kind of sat back and took notes, learned the game, and applied my hustling skills to what he's doing to make this thing do what it do. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, so
this is a great time to start a business, period. When you say partnership, actually, thanks for bringing partnership up. Nice segue into this portion of the show, because most businesses, folks, are started with a partner. You know, most people don't like taking on that liability themselves, you know. So, I mean, just the different type of businesses you start. You have a sole proprietorship, which is just you. You have a partnership. You got limited liability companies, and then you have corporations. Partnerships are probably one of the largest type of businesses, started here in the country. What has been some of the challenges? Because with every business venture, there's challenges. In your partnership, what have you learned out of some challenges that you've experienced?
So out of the challenges, I would have to say innovative ways to market and to get people to stick with you, you know what I mean? Particularly like when you have so much competition in something and you have to find different ways to actually not just necessarily sell the product, but sell yourself to a certain degree, because you have a lot of people, they will deal with you because of how you actually do business, and people respect the way that we do business. And I think that actually helps. I mean, they also, of course, they like the product that is put out there. I mean, it's just, you know, I would think just to try to find the new thing that will be genuine to be able to put the product on out there and also sell yourself properly. That's it.
No doubt. Well, stand by, my brother. Again, we're going to get you joint Something Out of Nothing in the next hour, but we got a freestyle hip-hop battle coming up. I think my man Jai just chimed in, so we're going to get ready for this freestyle battle. Tonight, we're talking about wealth for the next generation, my friends. In order to succeed, you got to work hard. Again, five reasons to start your own home-based business right now. Already talked about reason number one. It's a perfect time to plant seeds. You know, most successful companies, Microsoft, Federal Express, you know, Southwest, they were started during recessions or during economic downturns. Number two, the second best reason to start a home-based business, it's time to start making somebody else rich. You know, stop making other people rich. You know, people are not staying with the same company for years like they used to. You know, working to make somebody else rich, let's face it. You know, in the traditional company, you are paid a salary based on how much you work, and how much the company brings in. Let's take control of our own destiny. All right, let's get it in with Electric Chameleon. This is Where I Lay. On the other side of this, we got a rap battle coming up from my man Birthmark and Ja. This is Where I Lay. Electric Chameleon. See you behind the radio live.
Trying to understand it, God.
Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Friday, September 10th, 2010, and tonight we're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. Plus, we got a freestyle hip-hop battle coming up here in a moment. But let's take this caller, area code 954, last four digits 9307. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Kim, and I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
What's going on, Kim?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. You got a business you want to talk about tonight, Kim? Wealth creation for the next generation.
I do, and I'm trying to create wealth for the next generation. Wealth for my future grandkids. I have started a cosmetic line. It's called Shundor Cosmetics. And Shundor means beautiful in Bengali, which is the language of Bangladesh. Been working on it for about a year now, and I am getting ready to have my first launch party October 16th in Miami. And
hey, I got an invite? I got an invite?
Yeah, of course you have an invite. Yeah.
I don't know anything about no freaking makeup, but you mentioned Miami, and I'm there.
Well, it is a party that's open to men and women. And my line, it will include, well, my line does include, since it's out now, the line includes 10 shades of eyeshadow, 10 lip gloss colors, 10 lipstick colors, mascara, 5 eye pencil colors, 5 lip pencil colors, and 5 eyeshadow palettes, which includes 5 shades of eyeshadow in those palettes.
That's what's good. Kim, the name of the company again and a website.
The name of the company is Shundor, and the website is www.shundorcosmetics.com, and that's S-H-U-N-D-O-R. And I also have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Shundor Cosmetics.
And throw out a number. If anyone wants to contact you directly, how can they contact you, Kim?
954-270-9307.
Kim, thank you for your call tonight. Hang out with us. You know, if you want to hang out, we'll bring you back in the next hour. You can
okay.
can talk about the business again. All right.
Okay. Thank
you, folks. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, and we got an official rap battle about to jump off.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
CeeLo, let's do this. Up tonight, we got my man Birthmark along with my man Ja. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Yeah, what's good? What's going on with you?
Yes, sir. Hey, we ready for this jump off. Now, I'm going to ask this. Can we do it a cappella or do we want to run a track?
Sure, we can run the a cappella. It don't matter.
All right, let's do it a cappella. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. We talked to Birthmark already tonight, so go ahead and introduce yourselves to the world. The world is listening.
All right, my name's Jay Truth from VA, you know what I'm saying? Been doing this music thing for a minute. I'm real with it and ready to get it in. That's about it, man.
All right, that's what's good. I'm calling you Jay Truth. Jay Truth, up against Birthmark tonight, and if you just tuned into the show, Birthmark, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
And my name Birthmark, you know, I represent for a lot of their Florida all day. Just doing my thing, bringing something more lyrical back to the game, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, it is.
All right, we gonna drop this almost, you know, like the ringing of the bell, and as soon as you know this joint comes to an end, Jay Truth, just go ahead and drop it.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yo. Yo. Yo, the truth. Y'all ready?
Go for it.
Yo, it's a poetic piss-style popper, the Benz copper. The truth ain't hard to see, it's the God of me.
Soul for 7/8 over body shots. Bacardi keep a train dang twitching when the gang getting afflicted. Whoa. You gotta know where your life headed. My third house need a life edit. Damn, my grand house served the best lettuce. And if them niggas won't let you in, oh well, they'll let us. We all in, place your bets, cuz. We the only threats. Leave your team holy. Life's so precious. Tell your goons chill. We so aggressive. With the mind of a brainiac. Drive of the illest maniac. Sold over a mischief controlling the district. Yeah, nigga. And we move with no permission. Got an ill intuition for where the good's at, so where your hood at, the truth. That's it. All
right, J-Truth, J-Truth.
Hey, all right.
All right, Birthmark, you up next.
It is, all right. Whenever they had me on an offensive, shit, I got the ball on them. These motherfuckers think they evil, but I'm going to show them Omen. And got them grabbing their jaws like they Macaulay Culkin. And I'm about to show you how to go out here and get your pockets swollen. I see a lot of niggas talking their shit, they speaking out their colon. But me, I got to do it like Pac and picture me rolling, trying to keep my eyes on the prize. Motherfuckers understand that I'm out here always staying strategized. So many fakes in the game. I call them flakes. Got to do what I got to do and put my diary down on tape. Make what I make, and I ain't talking about giving nothing for free. But best believe motherfuckers need to stop fucking with me unless they about that business. I handle my shit and best believe I still on my B.I. Might slip, hard to be humble in the jungle, but best believe a nigga's always down for the rumble, the last in the Royal Rumble, holding it down. Got the $1 million hand, steady shooting them down. It's in the plan to be the man and best believe I do what I do. Shit. And shout out to my shirt game crew.
All right, round one hip hop battle.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Got a couple questions for you, man. Let's go. So damaged. I know that love hurt, but I forgot to bring my bandage. They always say it's just meant to be here to come back. But since you left, baby, I've been on the wrong track. I just wanna say, I'm in love with you, babe. And I'ma always be there, like MJ. Do you remember the time we fell in love? All the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us. When you said goodbye, I seen a dove fly. You never seen a thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is, Carrie Hilson, baby, love came around and knocked me down. too. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstep. If I'm lying, then I'll be crying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who molds you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. Every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. Said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Was a packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like 18. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
Live 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Friday, September 10th. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. Just coming out of a rap battle with my man J Truth and Birthmark CeeLo.
Yes,
we got to weigh in. We got to weigh in. We got to weigh in.
I'm going to say Birthmark got that one.
Round one?
I think he got round one. Yeah.
Round one Birthmark? Okay, yeah. Well, that's one
that's
vote.
That's what I say.
That's one vote right there. Mrs. Willingham, Toya, you got to weigh in. We need your vote.
I'm going to go with, I think it's Birthmark. That's the first gentleman?
J Truth was the first MC. Birthmark
okay,
was the second MC.
I want the first one. I'm sorry. I want the first
okay.
one.
Okay, J Truth, all right. One for Birthmark, one for J Truth. Toya, you're the vote, the Terminator right here.
I was actually going with number one also, J Truth, I believe his name
okay.
is.
Okay. All right, J Truth. All right, so J Truth, my man, you have taken round number one. We got round number two coming up here shortly. All right.
Okay.
What do I do?
All right. That's what's good. So stay tuned for me, Birthmark and J Truth. J Truth winning round number one. 917-889-3926 is the number. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation. For the next generation, I'm going to go back to actually, I think it was Kim. Kim coming out of Tampa, she was talking about her line of business, which was a cosmetic business, right?
Yes.
Kim, what was your motivation for starting your cosmetic line?
Well, I have always loved fashion, everything from shoes to handbags down to cosmetics. And I was looking for something to do that was my own. And so after doing some research into maybe opening, trying to get like a T-shirt line, different things of that nature, I wasn't really interested in, you know, T-shirts and stuff like that. So I thought about what I spend a lot of money on, and I spend a lot of money on cosmetics, on different colors. Did some research and found out how well cosmetics are doing, and that was mainly the motivation behind doing a cosmetic line. From my research, I found that in the year 2000 census, between black women and Hispanic women, there are approximately 70 million blacks and Hispanics in the United States. However, in 2009, blacks and Hispanics spent about $3 billion on cosmetics. And so...
Wow, how much?
$3 billion on cosmetics.
See?
Wow.
That's blacks and Hispanics alone. And from being someone who likes that type of stuff, since I'm in the mall a lot, I look at, you know, different lines. And there aren't a lot of lines that cater to a wide spectrum of women. Myself, before starting my own line, I wore MAC cosmetics. As a teenager, I wore Fashion Fair. Fashion Fair catered to African-American women. MAC is the most diverse line to me in regards to skin tone with the colors that they have. So what I wanted to do was create a line that was not just for black women and Spanish women, but create a line that was for all women that included more colors for black and Spanish women as well. And so that's what I'm doing.
The name of the business and the website, once again, and congratulations for making such a step and for starting your business. The name of the company and a website.
It's Shundor Cosmetics, and it's www.shundorcosmetics.com, and that's S-H-U-N-D-O-R.
And your number if someone wants to contact you directly?
954-270-9307.
Thank you very much, Kim.
No problem. Thank you.
Area code 757 tonight. Last four digits, 1837. 1837, tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Ames,
what's the business? What's cracking, man? We're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. Wealth creation for the next generation tonight. And I know you are an entrepreneur. Tell us about it. Tell us what you're doing.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Just laying low. You know, hopefully this music stuff goes forth, man. But other than that, I got some other business ventures I'm going into. You know, it's a little late right now. But
hey, I'm not sure. I didn't understand nothing you just said.
You didn't? Hi, ladies. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
What's the type of business?
Think clearly into the mic.
What'd you say? I couldn't understand you. I understand.
Okay, what's the business? What's the business?
Oh, man. I got to tell y'all about this now. Now, everybody knows in the world, I sell meat. That's what I do for a living. Well, right now, I'm thinking about selling stock. And I know people are like, well, what are you selling stock for? I'm selling stock on music.
You selling stock for what?
On music. It does.
Okay, we're confused.
That was the whole point. As long as you listen, that's all I was trying to do.
917-889-3926. For anybody who knows, this is a character, a straight character who calls in. We got love for Ames, and it sounds like he's getting it in this Friday night real early. It's 11:09 where I'm coming from, Tampa, Florida. It's a 4:09 a.m. out in London. It's 12:09 noon out in Tokyo. Folks are tuned in all over the world. We got a rap battle coming up, but let's go back to area code 757. Last four digits, 4647. 4647. Tell us.
I was just calling in, you know, to say what's up to everybody. It's James calling out to 757.
What up? You reckon?
Hey, James.
Yeah. How y'all doing? Yeah. No, I just heard the brother that just came on. I was like, whoa, you know what I mean? I didn't understand what he was talking about neither. I understand, you know, stock and everything, but, you know, stock and music, I don't really understand what that means. But, you know, if we're trying to create some wealth here, I got a suggestion for everybody. You know how people go out and we try to get involved in a lot of different business ventures and things like that? Sometimes people don't go ahead and do the proper thing and whip out a contract, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think contracts and having all your legal situations together, because what a contract really does is lays out everybody's responsibilities. you know, right off the top. So there's no confusion at the end of the event as to who was supposed to do the promotions, who was responsible for preparing the food, who's going to be at the door. All of those responsibilities are laid out in advance. So it's kind of like a blueprint for success, you know?
Absolutely.
Just by establishing a basic contract between everybody. But, I kind of missed the first hour. I didn't really hear what everybody said, you know, leading up to it and everything. But, you know.
Yeah, it's all right. We thank you for weighing in tonight, man. Hang out with us for a little bit. We're talking about wealth creation for the next generation. We appreciate you tonight for listening. We got round two of that rap battle coming up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, little nigga, time to wake up. Ain't a rest your thoughts, saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on the pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes wanna break up. Get a cover girl and your ex wanna make up. These hoes foul, wanna charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, wanna charge you to lay up. Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same. They saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gon' ride. I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga. Mama's only baby, could he come out any quicker? It's mail, but the package taking longer to deliver. Pop, play Photoshop, cut itself out of the picture now. Mom's favorite saying is, I don't need a nigga. Bitter, but listen up. Pops wasn't ditching us. Figured a nigga had a hard time keeping the zipper up. Thoughts never fade. I gotta put the clippers up. Parents had to part, but that's the way the clippers cut. Silly cuz, that's when I fell in love with this rap stuff. Back when it was all about guns, the niggas that act tough, I did it too. I won't interest in that stuff. Boss saying, wake up, nigga. Hang them racks up. Shit. I guess it was a dream. Let me go and play my role before they cut me out the scene. Niggas call me Breeze, but they used to say Raheem. But I guess it all changed like laundromat machines. Shit.
Yes, sir. That's my man Breeze. We have our entertainment national world news coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. What you got for him, CeeLo?
What's up, everybody? Your U.S. news, I want to start off with that. you know, most of the medals of honor that were given out were, like, around the Vietnam War. But, like, this is, like, the first time that a recipient is alive. So, like, it's Staff Sergeant, I want to say Giannata. He became the first living recipient from the Iraq and Afghan fighting. And he's being honored for the action in Afghanistan in October 2007. So I want to give, you know, a lot of props out to the troops and the families out there. On the music side of things, well, I'll even say entertainment side of things, Russell Simmons, he filed a $55 million lawsuit against a Hong Kong clothing distributor. He's pretty much saying that this is the first time in his entire career where he found himself having to sue a partner, you know, that he's gone into business with. And he just a quote, for the first time in my career, I found myself with a partner in Lean and Fung, which had executives who willfully and repeatedly put the integrity of my brands at risk. So, well, I'll keep you guys updated on what's going on with Russell. But on a lighter note, on Tuesday, October 5th, with over 2,500 episodes aired, BET will be debuting the 106 and Park 10 Years and Counting. And, of course, that's celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the network's Hit Live Countdown show. And for those who don't know, just for your information, the show launched in back in 2000 with the hosts of Free and AJ. And then they were replaced by Tigger and Julissa back in 2005. But then since 2006, Roxy and Terrence have, you know, been the host of the show. But the dope thing about this show is going to be that for the first time, all the past and present hosts are going to be, you know, stage. So that'll be dope, you know. I like to see that. And then after on the 6th, they're going to have, like, a two-hour celebration. But since we were talking about, like, building wealth, I found something very interesting on online today. I found six-figure jobs that didn't require you to have a college degree at all. And some of them...
Tell us about those jobs.
Right, a fire chief, $121,000. And, like, they just really... it depends on their leadership and management skills to get them that. An air traffic controller, they make $159,000 a year, and they just have to complete training at the Federal Aviation Admin in Oklahoma. And how about this? A nuclear power reactor manager, they do not need a college degree. That makes me nervous, but it's like $128,000 a year. And then you got like a director of security, and they make $123,000 a year. And I mean, you got to think that's just like the top of the hundreds, you know. Then you got an elevator mechanic, and that's just apprenticeship for 4 years. So you get that's $109,000 a year. And a court reporter, who knew? They make $105,000 a year, and they just got to be certified. So that's maybe I'm in the wrong profession. And I need to, right.
CeeLo bringing us our national as well as entertainment news coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Folks, we are talking about wealth creation for the next generation. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is John Brown featuring Gucci Mane. It's called Sex on My Money. We play him first, DM Hyman Radio Live.
Somebody call it water, because I just just call that nice attack. This is like my nigga feel. Think they got his license back. I understand, so won't you brush real nice and fetch your boy's face. Lights on camera, action, school shit. On the main attraction, this a cherry action. This squad is a counterpart. Come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers to your ears so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. Make sure that your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I need it, I'm on my way, I'll meet you there.
Radio Live. It's 11:22 where I'm coming to you from, live in Tampa, Florida. It's your hip-hop informer. Man, you're in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we're talking about wealth creation, and it's time for you to make your move. Five reasons to start a business today. It's the perfect time to plant seeds, all right? Recessions and economic downturns has been the best times to start companies. Just step out there. Make your move. Number two, stop making someone else rich. Stop making somebody else rich. Start your own business today using your skills, your talents, your gifts, your passion. Number three, direct marketing businesses. The industry is on the rise. According to many financial analysts and experts, you know, along with Donald Trump, and we know Donald knows what he's talking about, network marketing, also known as direct selling, is on the verge of rapid growth. According to Direct Selling Association, the number of direct sellers in the country has grown from 9.7 million in 1989 to 15.1 million in 2008. This is your time, my folks. This is your time. Make a move. I'm involved with an organization called Ciora. Ciora is like one of the largest growing direct marketing companies right now in the country. And you can log on to T.M. Hyman, T.M. Hyman, actually Mr. T.M. Hyman, .ciora.com. And that's Mr. T.M. Hyman, .ciaura.com. And what the company is, we're focused on helping you to energize yourself through a non-transdermal product that's really like a chip that stimulates your energy. Non-transdermal meaning nothing's entering the body, okay? We got sleep, we got pain, we got energy. Forget about the Red Bull. Ever since I actually got involved with this company, I don't drink Red Bulls anymore, and I was a Red Bull fanatic. It gives you energy, puts you where you need to be. Again, log on, Mr. T.M. Hyman. .ciaura.com. Ciaura is spelled C-I-E-A-U-R-A. The company did a soft launch last year, launched in March back in Houston. We went out to Houston. We have an international launch actually coming up in October out in Los Angeles, California. But we're specializing, again, in energy, sleep, and pain. And I'll tell you something, pain is something that a lot of people are trying to get rid of, and they're popping a lot of pills, meaning it's transdermal, and I'm talking non-transdermal, you know, a healthier approach to sleep, energy, and pain. A lot of people can't go to sleep at night. You know, they have sleep deprivation, sleep apnea, insomnia. You can't go to sleep. I got something for you. Log on, mrtmhyman.ciaura.com. www.mrtmhyman.ciora.com. Tonight you also heard from Ms. Willingham talking about her massage business. She'll talk a little bit more about that in our health and wellness segment she has coming up here shortly. CeeLo talked about her Avon. We had Kim calling in talking about her makeup line. Folks, if you have a business that you want to talk about tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got round two of our rap battle coming up here. Toya,
Yes.
You don't have you are in the process of establishing a business. What's the motivation behind the business that you're establishing?
Miss Willingham telling me to stop working for other people and I need to work for myself. So I'm actually getting ready to start working with her to become an independent business owner through an internet-based company. So I'll be working with her later this month to get that started, and then we'll see what goes from there. She and I are actually starting a corporation together as well, so we're working on that. So we'll see how, you know, everything goes. When you have the right people in your circle and the right people backing you up, they'll always lead you in the right direction. So I think that's one thing people need to keep in mind, too. When you're ready to start a business or you want to branch out and start doing things on your own, you have to make sure you have the right people in your corner. Because if you have someone who's leery or who's jealous or does not want you to succeed, then they're not going to help you or push you to do the right thing. So that's another thing you need to be mindful of.
Yeah.
No doubt. Right. Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki, I'm sure you've heard of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, they both just stress the fact that you can never give up. You know, failing is a part of life. Failing is a part of any type of humanistic activity. You know, you don't always win. Sometimes you're going to fail, but you got to get the lesson in that particular experience, dust your shoulders off, and keep it moving, you know. So the power of perseverance is significant. Never give up. You got to think big and prepare for success, you know. Make sure you're taking the proper steps. Make sure you're taking the proper steps. And really, I think the contract piece that I think James from Virginia called in about is significant. You know, make sure you understand what the contract is saying. And you make sure that there's a contract in place for any kind of business or partnership that you establish.
Right. I wanted to say this as well. Another company that I started back actually in 2005 was Creator Strikes Development, and that was an artist development company. And part of that is educating artists about, you know, about contracts. And, like, you can't stress how important it is for someone, especially in the music industry, to understand and know what to expect, because a lot of artists will just, you know, jump in and say, okay, well, I'm just going to go in the booth and then I'm going to sell a million records, and that doesn't happen because they're not going to get paid off of that. You know, not that, like, if they're going to get paid, if they're told they're going to get paid $20,000, what they have to understand is that they're not going to get that full $20,000, that by the time that they get it after they pay, you know, their roadies and they pay your band members, your management, you pay for your recording time. They only got, like, $2,500, and then they're like, well, where's the money go? But then some people don't even see that $2,500. You know what I'm saying? Because they weren't knowledgeable of what contracts they signed and so forth. So, yeah.
We're just trying to help you tonight, folks. We are simply trying to help you by sharing perspective and trying to empower you and motivate you to get out there and make your move, all right? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got like 30 minutes left in the show. Coming up round two of our rap battle along with our health and wellness segment.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Good.
If you don't hear me now, just hear me later. And this goes out to all my haters.
Hello, 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 trying to kill the pain. They call 10, I give them 20, tell them keep the chain. I keep a duffel bag, boy, like Lil Wayne. Boss, boss, and you know that. I treat money like you just blow that. We ain't stepping if you ain't getting paper. I take a rain check and see your ass later. They know, this go, hello. They know, we go, get dope, push up, hello. Jealous boys, I blow kisses like Jada. Big up to all my haters. Hello, 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 hello. What I'm trying to do is
change the game up.
Have a tower like girl, they could
light my name up.
I'm trying to let the world see it. It's been a
game up.
Picture of my face by the entrance.
Light the frame up.
You see the way I always climb up the ladder. And I'm hungry for that billion like my millions don't matter.
I'm trying to get it.
What you trying to do is hog up the granite. I'm a little block, my nigga. I'm trying to buy me a planet. From here to Little Rock, a biz. It rocks like a magnet. When I light me up a cig, you see my name on the laminate? Bust rounds, motherfuckers.
Oh, whatever it's worth.
Hit the road for a year, headline a tour for the earth.
Trying to do it, we are doing
this shit. It's on you hard with 50 acres and an avocado farm in the yard.
Now listen.
You know just what it is. Remember the name, the way I'm trying to get it. Hope you're trying to
do it the same.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, how you doing? It's hello. I'm the one in the middle. No need to be.
I can rock it acapella.
All I want my crew. All I needed was a shiro.
Yeah.
Now I'm king.
Screaming yes sir.
Just like me. A-Town City. Who with me? Hello. He know. They know.
I'm Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Getting back in the midst of our rap battle here, we got J Truth just run one round number one up against Birthmark. Birthmark's going first this round. I'm going to throw the flag or ring the bell after we draft this joint. Birthmark, you can get it in, all right? So just all right. Right after I drop this, just come on and let it flow, my brother. Here we go.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
You got it, Birthmark.
All right, it's time to come on in and keep it going headstrong. I do this from getting motherfuckers' asses just like a thong. The same old song I'm hearing niggas bullshitting with the microphone. Shit, I come like a cyclone.
Oh, hello? Oh, my bad. I'm hearing an echo. But my bad, I still script, still back at it. Steady at this music thing, something like a crack at it. I got a bad habit of loving this thing. I got a junkie. I'm a junkie for beats and steady beast in the streets. Steady trying to hold it down. And best believe I got to represent Lauderdale. Yeah, that be my town. A lot of cats going for the crown. I'm running for the throne. Trying to sell their soul for the fame. They got the game all wrong. I'm trying to get my paper on strong. You know how we do. Steady representing me and my crew. Keep it low-key. Yeah, you know me. Used to kick it with the OGs. And best believe we still well-connected. Show respect. And best believe we trying to collect. If I'm doing business, we ain't doing shit for free. You know how it be. I'm out on that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Go for it.
Yo, Lynch. It's on me, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go.
shit crazy just thinking to myself, damn, how many bricks could a nigga fit in one van? Premonitions of more paper, even real estate. Hot cars, the baddest bras, we defy the odds. You see, we got the game in the chokehold with his nose bleeding, watch the eyes close, yeah. So don't blame me for the way I do my thing, motherfucker, is fame, you know. The game been good to me. The wops outside talking to hustlers with the jewelry while the cops ride by plotting planning your next eulogy. It ain't a mystery. Damn right, it's more like hood genocide. So watch how you move when you got that work up in your ride. They getting little niggas, big boy numbers. Lost years in that system from that street struggle. So watch your step, because you know they don't love you, yeah. Jay Truth.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Mixtape. Matt Payne on the beat. Bird Mar, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South Cat, watch me move. Let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with it, grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lint, then I made a few cents. Turned a few cents into some fucking Benjamins. This game in my kin. A chip off the whole block. Gunning like Dolomite. Shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like the watch my money growing, shit hits the fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers, his hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat him like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk without dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like anger. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me clean my aim. I ain't speaking Spanish, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's all the time, so please bring your napkin. Standing like a captain, cut a hand like a maverick.
Greedy with this weapon, don't I gotta have it.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that's my man Birthmark. We got round two judging going on right now. We're about to weigh in right after our finance segment, being brought to you by Miss Willingham out of Chesapeake, Virginia. You got it, Willingham.
Health and wellness segment. Not the finance segment, I'm sure. Just a slip.
Did I say finance? You know what? I'm focused on dollars tonight.
Hey,
wealth creation for the next generation is what I'm focused on. Our health and wellness segment for Miss Willingham tonight. I'm sorry.
I am not mad at you. I wanted to take this opportunity just to basically highlight, like, transition from going from working a 9-to-5 to going to the mindset of opening your own business and how I came to the place of opening Massages for Life. And just also just enlightening people again just about massage therapy and why it's important to their health, excuse me, and their well-being. I went to school for accounting, got an accounting degree, went out into the world. I worked in the customer service field and first off, and then I got into the world of accounting in the hospitality industry. And December of last year, I used to work for a hotel on the waterfront down in Portsmouth, Virginia, the Renaissance, if anyone knows it. And I used to do accounting for them. But worked for them for about 3 years, and just sitting in that mundane job every single day, realizing that, you know, I have so much more to offer. You know, I do have work ethics. I do believe that I'm there for a purpose, for a reason, that I'm just not sitting there crunching numbers and spitting out reports just because. So it came to a point where I began to express my feelings, my thoughts, and ideas to my higher-ups, my manager, my controllers, you know, their superiors, and I just felt as though they weren't hearing me. And you could tell they weren't hearing me because they would continue to get the same results as far as revenue, as far as same problem behaviors, training issues, things of that sort. So I came to a place where, you know, I began to pray. I am a Christian, and I won't say I'm religious, but I'm very spiritual. So I began to pray that, you know, God would, you know, remove it. If this is not for me, then let me, you know, find that door and walk into opportunity, and he did. And, you know, when he closes one door, he opens another. And when he told me, you know, in this transition, he's allowed me to take my mind from an employee state of mind to an employer state of mind. I've always had a desire to help, as I stated earlier. So he's allowed me this vehicle as far as Massages for Life as a first vehicle to help further massage therapy amongst the world, employ massage therapists, and not only employ myself, but also and enlighten people about, you know, other ways of holistic health and means to, you know, preventing problems and preventing illnesses as opposed to having to get them treated or cured because you knew how to ward them off. So I just wanted to say that Toya did mention a business that we're about to start together. It's an internet-based company, Amway Global. That's one of the multi-level network marketing companies that you spoke of that's been around in the game for over 50 years. They do have some, you know, some foundation in the business and some, you know, some solid truth and proven, you know, proven money in the business. So I found a great mentorship program with them that has allowed me the personal growth in which I needed in order to say, okay, how can I impact the world? I want to help somebody. How can I take what I'm going to school for and impact people? And at the same time, how can I still, you know, spread that out into other people and give other people the opportunity to establish not only the mindset of helping people but also a mindset of financial freedom and independence. So it was just it was God who allowed me to, you know, open Massages for Life. And I named it Massages for Life for three reasons, because I want to give massages for the rest of my life, because you should receive massages for the rest of your life. And massages are, again, the most healthiest thing for you. But if you receive them for the rest of your life, they can prevent so many illnesses and ward off so many things. So I just really wanted to touch on that tonight. I did want to say, I know Fridays we go into the bedroom. I had a piece on prostitution. However, I felt compelled just to let the people know, you know, that you can go from a 9-to-5 to becoming an entrepreneur, to becoming a franchise owner and duplicating yourself and just impacting the world.
Absolutely. Thanks for that coming out of VA tonight. This is my man Vel. They planted on WOWI, Norfolk, 103 Jams in Virginia, but we played it first. It's put me in a game. TM Time for Radio Live.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, code. 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 Put me in the game, code.
I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had a nail, smells the feet, put her in and shoot the three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slip. They got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. Defending your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock. Cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball like she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, but going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game. So
you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the killer myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last inning, split positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. So play by the rules. Scouts in the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in this, no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for, I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out,
you
can't go.
I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. 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 Killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code.
On Radio Live, I'm your hip-hop informer. That's Put Me in a Game, my man, Vail. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've been talking about wealth creation for the next generation. You got to work hard and plan ahead, folks. You got to get out there and make your move. America was built by entrepreneurs. Before America became a country, it was filling up with talented, hardworking people looking to showcase their dreams and to establish a solid place for their family, all right? You can do the same. Number one, it's time to plant a seed, you know? Plant a seed. Just step out there. Start something. A good option for starting your business, you know, might put you on a – I mean, it could take you in a lot of different ways, you know, but start with your skills and your passion. Number two, stop making somebody else rich. Stop making somebody else rich. Traditional businesses don't operate. People don't spend 10, 20 years on the job anymore, you know? Number three, direct marketing. Direct marketing is blowing up. It's one of the fastest growing in the country. In 1999, there was about 9.7 million. In 2008, 15.1 million in direct marketing. You know, whether it's Amway, whether it's Ciora, whether it's Avon, you know, find your niche and get that residual income. Number four, leverage the work of others. Residual income is earning your money, you know, after the fact. You know, the work you've done in the past, you know, come on, man. You know, have a primary and a secondary to earn that residual income. You know, no more trading hours for dollars. You know, call your own shots. Number five, you know, find low startup businesses. You know, startup costs for most network marketing companies are often less than $500. You know, most businesses, you know, it take a little seed money, but, you know, if you can take $2,500, $5,000 and put it in the right place and start a good business that generates residual income. Five good reasons to get it cracking tonight. Make your move, you know, start your business. CeeLo, round two is over. Birthmark went first. Jay Truth went second. Who gets your vote? CeeLo, I don't know if you fell in a hole or not, but we can't hear you. Toya, who gets your vote tonight?
I think Birthmark did pretty good that time.
Okay.
He was number one, correct?
Yeah. That's correct. Number one was Birthmark. One vote for Birthmark. Ms. Willingham, who gets your vote?
I still believe it's number one, Birthmark.
Birthmark gets the vote. CeeLo, are you there? We need your vote.
I'm here the whole time. It just sounds like somebody had bathwater running.
Yeah, it does sound like bathwater.
It's somebody. It's not me, though. Oh, okay, I want to say.
I want to let you know it's okay to take a bath, CeeLo. No, I'm just playing.
I just wasn't doing it right now.
Birthmark has
two.
Birthmark has two votes. Who gets your vote? You are the determinator tonight.
Damn it, man. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Devil's advocate, Jay True.
Well, you know, still, you know, 2-1.
Know,
Birthmark,
right?
Gets that round, right? Birthmark,
yeah,
gets,
I know,
that round.
Right.
Which actually means it's a tie, all right? So I want to break this tie. I want to break this tie tonight, all right? So 60 seconds, my dudes, 60 seconds to break the tie. Let's go ahead and get it cracking. J-Truth, you up first.
Yeah. All right. Start this all quick. There's no need for linemen. I get it in, I get busy. VA with T. Hyman. You see how I do? About cash. How long will you last in the game? These niggas talking that junk, but they mad lame. My real whip, mine, whip game ill. 40 cal, got 17 in the head still, and I'm good with this. So hood and ruthless at the same. Told niggas, if you don't have my money, you lose your brain. See, I do this for the love. For the OGs and the old ladies, the two stuff in the club. I love this shit. You gotta love it back. I told niggas I got a post-pivot game and I'm ill with the crack. So they can say what they wanna say, but I'm real for real. Them niggas fake as hell, and that's the real deal. VA veteran, top one, none better than. I kill niggas from the first verse. What you thinking about? I'm done, man.
Alright, J-Truth. Birthmark, you up next. Let us get it.
Time to go ahead and take them all
out. Hey, Birthmark, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. Let's run it back. Birthmark, you got it.
All right, cool. Got the armor on. It's time to go ahead and take them on out. And best believe, I'm like, what the hell is this cats talking about? A lot of cats talking, but they're really afraid to walk it. Me, I ain't never been afraid of the bar. Shit. Me, I spit jewels, but not a gold in my mouth. And hell yeah, what can I say, dog? I represent the South. Now I'm talking about, yeah, I know you feel the swag. Birthmark, never been the type to be the one to be a drag. I might smoke a blunt or two, kick it with my crew, and every now and then jotting my pad about the blues. But as far as these dudes, a bunch of fakes and snakes. And best believe, if they crabs in the bucket, we eat crabs. bunch of niggas out here talking to backstab. And shit, I just try to do the math and sit back and laugh. Steady study and steady focus on my craft. You niggas out here playing. I'm just doing my thing and letting my nuts hang.
All right, that's what's good. Hey, we got a caller. I'm going to let Way in to kind of help to balance this thing out tonight. Area code 561. Area code 561, last four digits, 2129. 2129. Who gets that right there, my dude? Who gets that round?
Yo, that's they go to my boy Birthmark, man.
All right, Birthmark. That's one vote for Birthmark tonight. And I think my man actually was in position to battle somebody tonight. We're not going to be able to – we don't have time. We got like 3 minutes left in the show, so you ain't going to be able to battle tonight, but stand by for me, and we'll make sure that you on with the winner. CeeLo, who gets your vote? One for Birthmark.
excuse me. God dang. I'll go with J-True. Oh, that was ridiculous. Yeah.
All right. J-True. All right. Toya, who gets your vote tonight? One for Birthmark, one for J-Truth.
Was J-Truth the second person?
J-Truth.
Or was that Birthmark?
The first person,
okay.
Was J-Truth.
No, I'm going with Birthmark on that one.
All right, Birthmark 2, J-Truth 1. Dee Dee, you got it right now.
The first of them, when you switch them up, you get me confused. So I would say the first gentleman.
That was J-Truth.
Okay, that's who I'm going with. I'm going with J-Truth.
So we had two for Birthmark, two for J-Truth tonight, and I'm gonna have to do it like to kind of break this tie tonight. And to me, it go to J-Truth. I like that. I like that first joint. You know what I'm saying? So J-Truth got it tonight. You know, J-Truth definitely got it tonight. Hey, Birthmark though. Hey, man, you got it going on. We spinning your records. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep spinning your records. You can come on this show anytime you want to.
I appreciate that. Hey,
yeah,
J-Truth,
no doubt.
Man, congratulations to J-Truth, too, man, for real. Keep doing your thing. I like your swag.
Yeah, J-Truth then logged off on us, you know what I'm saying? But congratulations, J-Truth. Hey, appreciate the support. My man calling from West Palm Beach tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people. You're going to battle J-Truth on the next show. CeeLo, you going to make that happen for us? We can pull this together?
Yes, sir. I can.
Yes,
make
sir.
That.
Okay. Introduce yourself. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, my man. And go ahead and I'm going to let you actually flow. You're going to take us out of the show.
Well, this silence calling out the West Palm Beach, Florida area. You know, just a laid-back, intelligent brother. That's all.
All right.
Silence, go ahead and kick a few joints for me. Hold on one. Hey, J-Truth.
Yeah.
Yo, you got that, man. You know, you are freestyle winner tonight, brother. Congratulations.
I appreciate that, man. I ain't know what's going on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kicking that. I fought with your people, though, from Florida, man. You got a nice style with them. But I got songs, man, I want to send y'all, man. I got to do this for real. I got real songs to send y'all,
hey,
man.
Hey, check it out. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. Send me the music. I will play it. My man, Silence. Go ahead and rip a few bars. Take us out of this show tonight. We got 28 seconds left in the show.
All right. My life is full of nothing but restless days and nights. I'm stuck in position, living that hustler's life. It's full of stress and strife and sacrifice. I can't make no mistakes. If I do, I gotta pick twice. I got two other souls that depend on my life. They gon' suffer if I don't keep my shit tight. That's my soon-to-be son and his mother. She's still my little wife. 6 months gone, I got three to go. Shit, I'm steady slacking with my cash flow. All over town, troll kicking the doors, slamming these niggas on floors. Pimp slapping up these hoes with no remorse. On top of that, you still gotta get out and go for yours. Bills gotta be paid. Your ass gonna always need a place to stay, a place to lay your weary head. I definitely need a clean place to keep my dick fed. Can't be fucking, it's just anybody bad. I'm gonna leave it like that, 20 seconds, yo.
Everybody. Thanks for
right.
listening tonight. Thanks for listening. Hey, you can join us every Sunday from 7 to 9, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 12. Send us the music. We will play it. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. All right? Hey, check this out, too. You can go back to the website, and you can click that little purple joint. You can listen to the webcast. So you can go back. You can tell your friends to check out y'all battle tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take about 20 minutes for it to upload. Then you can go back. You can download it to your iPhone, to your iPod as a podcast. You can tell people to check it out. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can come back anytime y'all want to.
For sure. What's up? I appreciate that once again, man. I respect what y'all doing, too, man.
Hey, we appreciate the love, man. Tell somebody, you know what I'm saying? Every Sunday, 7 to 9, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12. That's how we get it in. Appreciate the love.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, no doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? Go check out the download the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Check yourself out, brother.
I'm going to be on that. I'll definitely be back.
Give me the music, man. A lot of
people calling in. Good.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people listening just on the line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of folks, you know, was trying to call in, but, I mean, we was trying to do too much to show. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, though.
Yeah.
The rap battle kept it full. I couldn't take a whole lot of phone calls, but folks had lit up the damn line. I don't know whether they thought I said Donald Trump was going to be on the show or not, but damn, all of a sudden.
It didn't matter, huh?
Jumped on. All right, good show, though, ladies. Appreciate y'all. Good night.
Good night.
All right.